Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. I'm Lewis Fine, and we have another great show for you today about marketing and branding excellence. And first, a point of qualification. I do not often read or recommend business books. This broadcast, however, is an exception to that rule because the book I plan to discuss is not so much a business book, though it addresses matters near and dear to business owners. It is a psychology textbook in its own way. It is a study of human nature. It is a series of recommendations about the power of communication, the importance of professional integrity and personal independence, and the means by which an individual or a company can convey a message that is honest, transparent, effective, and emotionally powerful. The book is Spin Sucks: Communication and Reputation Management in the Digital Age by Ginny Dietrich. Now, I found this book through my own process of discovery and exploration, as one is wont to do when on the internet and you fall into that proverbial wormhole that leads from one place to another to yet another, where you find yourself on a site or a page about something that interests you but was not the initial source of your search. And that is how I came to Spin Sucks, because I, like Ms. Dietrich, have an aversion to spin. I, like Ms. Dietrich, have a great interest in branding and marketing and believe the two are inseparable from storytelling and authenticity, and that too few companies engage in the kind of storytelling which is powerful in terms of its narrative and eloquent by virtue of the storyteller, him or herself. So I find a kindred spirit in Ms. Dietrich because that is something. Those are things that are of great importance to her, and she articulates those ideas and she makes them the centerpiece of her professional ideals in writing this book, because it is not only an articulation of her principles, it is also an expression of, it is proof of her excellence as a writer. And for me to say that about any book, especially a book that one would classify under the category of quote-unquote business, that means a lot. That means a lot coming from me. You may discount my opinion, you may disregard my opinion, but the fact is, my opinion matters to me, it matters to my friends, it matters to my colleagues, it matters to my acquaintances, and when I recommend a book, those people can trust that I do so because I believe in it, and I believe, above all, the book itself is well written and has something to say and says it in a way that is distinctive. It has a voice. Very few writers have a voice that resonates with readers, that is distinctive and identifiable from the very first sentence you read or any sentence you them. So let me highlight some of the points about Spin Sucks, because they matter as a matter of course to any leader. It's not just about business. It's about politics. It's about public service. It's about private enterprise. It's about corporate responsibility. It is about executive initiative. It is about ambition. And as a positive reflection of each of those concepts, you need to do one or all of the following. You need to share your story, and you need to do so without cheap appeals to sex or extortion. You need to do so with the power of communication. That means give the reader substance, news the reader can use, and present it in a stylish manner. Style is substance. So be a good communicator, be a good speaker, and be a good writer. And Ms. Dietrich is certainly a great writer, a great speaker, and a great communicator. But you also have to humanize your story. Humanize your company. To an outsider, a global corporation, for example, can look very imposing, very intimidating, and very impersonal. And yet some of the most successful companies, which have international influence, like Apple, for example, enjoy an emotional connection with consumers, most of whom are extremely loyal to the brand. That is a result, in part, of the quality of the products Apple develops and manufactures, but it is also the result of communication, an emphasis on the simplicity of the devices themselves, the ease of use, and the intuitive nature by which you can use an iPhone, an iPad, an iPod, a MacBook Pro, or a Mac desktop fresh out of the box. Next, offer a voice, not an echo. That means your content should not only be exclusive to your company, it should be compelling. It should register with search engines, yes. It should appear in Google search results, but it must appeal to the reader. And the only way you can do that is through practice and hard work. I have no doubt that Ms. Dietrich produced this book, Spin Sucks, by writing and rewriting and editing yet again her manuscript until she had a final product that met her standards of excellence. Never mind the publisher's standards, which may be lower or may simply be satisfactory. Ms. Dietrich, when you read her book, it becomes very clear, very quickly, that she is a writer for whom revision and refinement are key. But you should also protect your content. If you work long and hard enough to produce something worthy of critical praise and commercial success, protect it. Don't allow people to summarily steal your content, to appropriate it as their own. Imitation in this case is not the greatest form of flattery because you receive no royalties from that theft. You receive no recognition from those actions. You need to protect your content. But you also need to convey and exude a positive message, one that inspires existing relationships with clients or agencies or organizations with which you work, and one that has an impact on the people, the customers you intend to target. And that, again, is the result of communication. clarity of communication, conviction, and consistency of communication. Repetition matters because the only way a good message or a great message will stay in the minds of consumers is if you repeat it with the same degree of enthusiasm and the same degree of eloquence you did the first time you unveiled that message. You also need to integrate all of your communication. That includes your advertising. That includes public relations, earned media, positive media coverage, social media, tweets that create a dialogue, posts that establish a conversation, content, not for the sake of content, but content that strengthens and extends your message. Integrate them because there not only must be unity, there must be unanimity. You must be unanimous in what it says. You don't want conflicting messages. You don't want conflicting communication. You want one message across a full spectrum of media that when someone sees it, and they will see it because if they're on Facebook or Twitter, they can't ignore it. If they're on Instagram, they can't overlook it. If they read a magazine, they can't bypass it. If they go to a site, they can't dismiss it. There is a ubiquitous quality to what you do, and there is a high quality to what you create. So let me come back in closing to the title of this book, which is self-explanatory. Spin sucks. It sucks because it is not authentic. It sucks because it is an attempt, often futile and too often embarrassing for the person or people responsible for it, to deflect and distract the public from what is obvious. You must not fool yourself, and you had better not try to fool others, because you will squander the value of your brand. You will destroy the integrity of everything you have worked so hard to build because you were too sensitive to criticism. You were too stubborn to right a wrong. You were too reluctant to apologize. You were too defiant to acknowledge reason and common sense. Spin doesn't work because spin is a detour to a dead end. And at that dead end, you will find so many bankrupt ideologies, discarded companies, and dissolved partnerships. That's where spin leads you. It is not a sign of leadership. Spin Sucks by Ginny Dietrich is worth your time. It is a book you should buy. And once you buy it, you should start reading it immediately, because it is as entertaining as it is educational. And in teaching you things you need to know as a leader, as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, as a stakeholder, as an investor, you will be the better for it. I am the better for it. And I have read the book. I profit from the book, because in many ways, and I don't mean to sound hyperbolic, Ms. Dietrich is a prophet, and you can profit from her advice. You will profit from her advice. I thank you so much for listening.